you know, there's so many people out there still that believe they just visualize like a gay couple and they're riding on a parade float with chaps and they're bumping and grinding all the time. And it's not like that, because a lot, we had did have a lot of people that had brought up about how they didn't think their son would ever be able to have a normal life. And they saw us and they said, you know what? They can have a normal life. And they would sit down with their son and watch the show. Yeah. And so it really, really does our heart good. And that's why I think we continue to do the show, because I think we have made an impact on some people and a positive impact.
Welcome to TV I Say with Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting behind-the-scenes insight from the people who make the shows you love. Today's show is all about 90 Day Fiancé. That was a little taste of my chat with Kenny and Armando from 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. And we're going to get into a lot more with them. What couples are they bonding with this season? What did they think of that Gino and Jasmine golden shower scene? We'll talk about it. I'll also be talking with Tyrae Mollet, who became a fan favorite on 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. What was up with that meetup with the real Camilla? Oh my goodness, has he found real love since? What has his whole reality experience been like? Well, we're going to talk about that too. For now, enjoy listening to my conversation with Kenny Niedermeyer and Armando Rubio, where we talk about all things 90 Day Fiancé and, yes, the new spinoff, Last Resort.
Tito's handmade vodka had been mixed with its fair share of cocktails. But one night, a chilled glass topped with lime and cranberry would change everything this bottle knew about happy hour. From the producers of America's favorite vodka, it turns out the cocktail you've been waiting for was right there the whole time. The Tito's Rum Cosmo. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll sip with Tito's. Coming to cocktail parties near you at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
You guys, this is our big reality TV episode. There is so much happening in reality TV right now, so many shifts. And obviously, I had to talk to people from my favorite reality TV franchise to get into all of this. So, you know my favorite couple from 90 Day Fiancé. I make it clear all the time who my favorites are. I know I say I love all of 90 Day Fiancé. Everybody has their own special, unique part, and they're also special. But you know Kenny and Armando are my absolute favorite couple. So you know they're here from 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. I am so happy to have you back on the podcast. Welcome.
Hola, hola. We're happy to be back.
Thank you for hitting us with the hola, Kenny.
That's all you're getting.
We won't get into it. I know people jump on the Spanish lessons, but honestly, when you went to that grocery store this season, I thought you did a pretty good job.
Thank you.
Okay. And I did think it was a little unfair. I think Mexico City does have some English-speaking grocery stores. So I was like, they kind of set you up.
He definitely set me up, but that one was the closest to where we were staying.
So. Okay.
And the thing is, that was the point. You know, there are other bigger markets and stuff and whatnot, but that was the point for him to have a little test and see how I
drown.
Yeah.
And he did okay. It was just the seasonings where things got a little difficult.
Absolutely.
But how have you both been? How has it been since the hiatus of last season, coming back this season, knowing you're a fan favorite, but this season you do have a different dynamic. We're actually seeing some tension between you two, you know, this big move to Mexico City. I mean, you're usually our couple where we're just like, they're so in love. They're just the happy part of the show. The rest is chaos. But now, you know, you're really showing us this difficult decision in your relationship. How is that?
Well, you know, we took a year off from season three that we're on to now season five. And we did it because, you know, we just wanted to live our lives without a camera being around us. But in any relationship, no matter how perfect it may seem, you have disagreements and you have challenges that you have to work through. And that's one thing a lot of people, I think, don't understand. You know, they're seeing moments in our life, but, you know, and we're really good at compromising, and absolutely the love is still there. Compromising, though, doesn't always happen in an instant. You know, sometimes there's discussion and sometimes there's disagreements, and then you're seeing that.
Yeah. And I mean, Armando, this has been a big shift for you. Obviously, your family is taking this really hard. You know, we don't know what decision you've made yet. Don't spoil it for us. but for you, how was it, you know, first coming out to your family on television, now dealing with this on television? Is, you know, how is that for your family to cope with?
Well, personally, I think doing this show has been really healing for not just me, but my whole family. And it's been like therapy for us, because we've had conversations we probably would have never had if it wasn't for cameras and producers being around us. So it's been good, because I've been able to express things, and I've heard things from them that I never thought I'd hear. So it's been great all around for that reason.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the show is so great for you too. I know for some couples, it can cause a lot of drama, but at least for you two, it seems like it does truly bring you both closer. I've absolutely loved seeing how close Hannah and Kenny have gotten this season. No offense, Armando, I feel like they're kind of teaming up on you at times. You know, when it came to going to the school and she was just like, yep, Mexico City, we're doing this, we're in.
It's really cute with Hannah. I mean, we really have come a long way, and her English is just impeccable now. And, you know, it's been a beautiful thing for me. This is a new role for me being a step parent, and it's really come full circle, and we really have a great time. She is just a joy. It's cute, though, when she gets recognized on the street. People want to take pictures with her. She loves it.
Do you think you'll let her watch the show someday? Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there comes a day, I think, when that will happen. Because as a whole, even, you know, us doing the show initially and continuing to do the show more seasons, we see it as a time capsule for our kids, our grandkids in the future, and even for ourselves to be able to look back on our lives now. And even seeing Hannah, how she was when we first started, how little she looked and how grown up she looks now. So that's beautiful for ourselves to be able to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the other way is, I'd say the more family friendly version of the spinoff, you know, you don't have to fast forward through too many other couples.
We're kind of the PG of the,
yes,
of the franchise. I think.
You are very much the PG of the franchise. Which, speaking of, are you watching the other franchises that are on right now? We have 90 Day UK and Before the 90 Days.
And now Last Resort starting.
And now Last Resort, yes.
Yeah.
We are. We're catching up on all of it. I've always loved reality TV myself. I didn't know about the show 90 Day Fiancé until Kenny came around. But once he told me about it, I was hooked.
He watches,
I'm a Kardashian guy.
Big Brother type of show in Mexico.
And Kardashians do.
Oh, God.
Well, of course. Come on, the Kardashians. That's like the queens of reality television.
I can't believe you watch it. I got my own subscription just to watch the new one on Hulu.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Kenny, what about you? Are you just 90 Day Fiancé? Like, do you?
For reality shows, before I moved to Mexico, I did watch some of the Real Housewives stuff. And then I watched 90 Day Fiancé, and that's how I found out about The Other Way and brought it up to him. But since I've been living in Mexico, I don't see anything really. I'm kind of a news geek, so I watch news a lot. And I watch some of the old shows. Like, I got him to watch The Golden Girls, and he loves it now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And The Golden Girls is amazing. I mean, I still watch it to this day. If it's on, I am going to sit down and watch The Golden Girls.
That's right.
And I wonder, you know, being on reality TV, does it make you approach it differently? You know, I think when I watch The Real Housewives, it's so easy for me to be like, that's the villain. This is the person I like. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this person did this thing. But being, you know, on the other side, understanding how producers, you know, work these situations, do you have a little more sympathy for these people?
You know, it's like this.
Yes and no.
Yes and no, because...
Oh, you know, my gosh, I thought you were just going to be so sweet and be like, of course, please continue.
No, we have a side to us you don't know about. No.
Oh.
whatever, like in our case, we haven't been manipulated at all. We have not had anybody say, do this or do that. When we started this show for ourselves, we said we're going to be real, we're going to be authentic, and things happen how they happen. And whatever you see on TV of us, we filmed it. That's us saying these things. And so we have to own it. And I think a lot of people on reality TV have to own it. But I think once they get on there, they don't realize some people can be vicious. And you just have to have a tough skin to deal with it. And but in our case, because we can't speak for anybody else, but in our case, it's what's happened. And just like the last couple of weeks, you've seen a lot of stuff with Armando's mom and him. And Hannah was there for one of the talks. But it happened organically. We didn't sit down at the table and had it like this is what was going to happen that night. It came out organically. It was real. That was a real moment. So we didn't have time to swoosh Hannah out. It was just one of those things that happened, you know, and then we talked to her later about it. And she learned a lot. And she was proud of her dad for sticking up for himself. And I think he did it in a very mature way. You know, there was no throwing pots and pans and all that crap. You know, we really try to talk things out reasonably.
And I mean, going off a little bit of what Kenny's saying is because we do watch the show and because we do know what it's like, that's what we struggle with when we hear, you know, others like blame the edit or that's, you know, that they're upset at how it went. But it's like you said what you said, you did what you did. And yeah, I mean, obviously it's condensed and edited together, but you did what you did. Ultimately.
Yeah, sometimes we wish they would show more of like the whole, because obviously the conversation just with his mom was a lot longer in there. And they it's TV, you have to condense it. It's what it is. We wish I wish they would have put that in there. I wish they would have put this, what we said here, but you know, it's what it is.
Yeah. And you know, there is a lot of talk right now about a reality star union and protections for people who are on reality shows. There are lawsuits right now against Netflix, Bravo. TLC obviously does things really different. You know, being on 90 Day Fiancé, showcasing the sort of the process of getting a K-1 visa or moving to another country, you know, it is still the learning channel. There's like this documentary learning element to it. You know, how do you feel when you hear that other reality stars are fighting for these rights compared to your experience?
I understand a lot of it, but I also understand that when you sign up for this, you know, you've been around, you know what's going to happen. You know, you wish you got paid more. You wish you, you know, that things were edited different, maybe people think. But, you know, you sign on the dotted line and you did it. You know, you signed it. You knew what you were going to get into, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, in an environment like 90 Day across the franchises, it's not like they're plying you all with alcohol or trying to keep you from sleeping so that you say ridiculous things. It really is to showcase the sort of honest depiction of your relationship.
Yeah. There have even been times where we have been filming and we've had, well, I'll do a little plug to next week's show. It's pretty dramatic for us. It's kind of will surprise people what happened that day. And when we were done with that, I said, we're done for the day. I mean, because we were maxed out. And they said, you're human. No problem. You know what I mean? That's,
yeah.
They've been really good with us.
Yeah. And I think it helps people to hear that about this franchise because people are so quick to say they just want to manipulate people. They want to take advantage of people like, say, Ty Ray, who is on Before the 90 Days and who's also going to be on this episode. You know, he was clearly being catfished and the producers knew. But it wasn't like they were tricking him. He wanted to educate people on how this happens. You know, it was so clear he still had a voice in what was going to be depicted and how this situation would go for him. So I am always saying, hey, 90 Day Fiancé, it's not like, you know, Love is Blind. It isn't a game show. These are real people who just want to honestly show their lives. You must have at some point talked about what you want to show on television when it comes to intimate moments and what you're comfortable with. Are you ever shocked by Gino and Jasmine Yes. and how they just don't Yes. seem to have that boundary?
I think Jasmine, you know, has a mind of her own and she is very extroverted to where he's more introverted. Like he wants to keep it, but she doesn't care. Like, I think she likes the shock value. I think she likes the shock value to Gino and see what his reaction is going to be. Even like our case, we don't talk a whole lot and get into details about certain things. And we kind of talked on it, but we know each other, and that's how it is. He does get a little spicy later in the season.
Not as crazy as
we go to a strip club.
Okay, because I was gonna say, you two, I feel like, never really have the spiciness. It's like they love each other, but like they are, they're one of the, we're gonna close the door and let the cameraman out before we kiss versus say a Gina or Debbie when she was in The Single Life. You know, she was doing her thing with that guy.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh, yes. Yeah, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna go that far, but yeah.
You'll see the door crack a little bit this season.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
And, you know, you two were sort of trailblazers for the franchise. You were the first gay couple to be featured. There was a lesbian couple that was the same season, although they kind of fizzled out pretty quickly. They didn't have the longevity that you two had, whereas I think with you two, everybody saw this is a real couple. We really are cheering them on. And in the time since, the franchise has really just become so much more diverse. It has been so open to other LGBTQ couples, trans people. How has it felt to kind of, how has it felt to you to see, you know, this kind of branching out across the rainbow? You're not alone anymore. Well,
yeah, no, it's great. We love the company because that's, you know, the world is a big place and there's a place for everybody. And we need to show people that might live in areas that they don't see kind of lifestyles like this, and to hopefully open up their eyes. And we were surprised, and I really believe the network was really surprised at how much people gravitated towards us. And we were really pleasantly surprised. And we got a dose of hate too, and, you know, of religious hate that is unfortunate. So we're glad they're showing different kinds of couples across the board, because the world, like I said, is a big place and there's a place for everybody on it to live their life happy. And our life does not affect anybody else's life.
Good. But besides the hate even, you know, we've gotten so many messages of people that either, you know, had a son or they just, their husbands didn't agree with like gay couples and stuff, and just seeing us, they see, oh, they're normal. You know, they have a good life. They love each other. They get along. And we've opened their eyes. So knowing that possibly with other stories, you know, trans and Gabe and Cleo now, just seeing all these different stories, people will open their eyes and see that, you know, there's others out there different, but perfect in their own way.
You know, there's so many people out there still that believe they just visualize like a gay couple and they're riding on a parade float in chaps and they're bumping and grinding all the time. And it's not like that, because we did have a lot of people that brought up about how they didn't think their son would ever be able to have a normal life. And they saw us and they said, you know what? They can have a normal life. And they would sit down with their son and watch the show. Yeah. And so it really, really does our heart good. And that's why I think we continue to do the show, because I think we have made an impact on some people and a positive impact.
Absolutely. And Armando, you know, when Kenny first came down, you had a lot of concern about public displays of affection and Kenny sort of, you know, adapting to what is appropriate in Mexico. Obviously being in Mexico, maybe you're still in Mexico City, we don't know. But obviously being in a bigger city and then the show being out, you know, people are recognizing you. Do you still kind of have that fear? Is that still a concern for you?
No, not at all. Actually, a lot of that is also what's played out this season, where you see I'm more vocal. I've come into my own and I'm expressing more of what I want. And when you guys first saw me on the show, I was still timid, still quiet. It was all still new for me. So even, you know, the PDA, it was still new. But now I've grown in many ways, in PDA and just myself and expressing and knowing what I want. So I'm a stronger person for it. And that goes all around. Like I
said, I'm going to drag him out of the closet, kicking and screaming. You're going to love it.
Well, I'm prideful now. You know, I'm happy to be who I am. And I went through a lot of dark moments before that, but you know, now I'm comfortable with my own skin.
I always told him, you know, even in our long distance relationship, and I would come and visit, and we had a 3.5 year long distance relationship before I took the move, that I said, you know, once you are yourself and live in your own skin and release those chains, your life is going to open up big time. It really is. And the people that really love you, that really care about you, are going to come along for the ride because they just want to see you happy. And we actually saw that with Armando's dad and everything come a long way. And you're going to see some really cool things on his family and my family that are coming up on this season that people are going to really be happy about, I
think. Yeah. Okay. So more PDAs, not Gino and Jasmine level. We don't need that. Sometimes I just want the couples to know you don't have to share everything. You can have
not
privacy.
Everything.
Like, we don't need to see everything as an audience. So obviously, you know, there's a lot that's going to be happening this season. I was curious, Kenny, you know, are your kids going to come back to visit? How has that relationship been now that you are kind of more established? You know, you are used to the distance. Or are you used to the distance?
No, you're never... For me, I'm never totally used to the distance because I now have 3 grandsons. My daughter Cassidy is due to have another baby. So I'm missing out on a lot. So it still hurts a lot, but it's dealt with a lot better. And my kids come to visit, and you're going to see them coming up on the show too. And we have still some talking to do, and we still have things that they have to come to terms with our talking about having a baby and things like that, you know, and it's a lot. And I know I put a lot on them with all this and this new relationship and a new marriage, and I have a new family, so to speak, with Hannah and that. And, you know, and they see that, and it can be tough too, because they're missing out a lot with seeing what I'm doing. I'm missing a lot with what I see what they're doing, but now with video calling and everything, so it's a lot easier, you know, to keep in touch. And, you know, I, you know, see my grandsons all the time on video chat. So it's a lot easier than what it used to be.
Yeah. And I mean, they get a vacation to Mexico. That's pretty fun.
Absolutely.
They want to come visit.
And Dad pays for it.
Oh, see, that's great. Yeah. And this past episode, we see that you're still considering adoption, having another child. You know, so far this season, that hadn't really come up yet, you know, but the season before, it seemed like it was such a pressing issue. What kind of got you to slow down on that?
I take the blame for it. I've been dragging my feet on it. And as you've seen this last week, you know, we've had some miscommunication about it. We have feelings that we both have that maybe we didn't really share with each other, and it kind of all blew up. So as we move further in our journey with that, as you'll see as the season progresses, that we eventually do come to a decision about it all. And you'll see it.
Okay.
As it unfolds.
Armando, do you love hearing that? Like, Kenny's just like, I take the blame. Like, it's all me.
It's true.
It's true.
But, you know, I love that you two have this just communication. You're, to me, the guiding light of all the 90 Day Fiancé couples in terms of how you should deal with, like, your issues, your conflicts. So I am curious, do you have any advice to the other couples who are on the other way with you this season? Anything you want to say to the other couples? Because I have a lot that I want to say to Mary and, like, Brandon, mostly get off the phone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do think of things like with Kimberly and TJ and India, you can't throw up to them all the time everything you've done, because it was your choice to move there. No one held a gun to your head. And that's why I never throw up to him. Look what I did. Look what I gave up. That doesn't happen with us, because that never helps anything. So that's one thing I would cut out there, is like, you have to stop playing that card because it never works. It's never a good look. With Brandon and Mary, a lot of that is just, they're kids, you know?
They're so young.
They're learning.
They're learning, and we'll see how that plays out. I'm really curious about them a lot.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could have a phone plan where you could be on video chat 24 hours a day. I'm shocked that that is even possible.
Really, I know. The data, I don't know how they're paying for that, right?
But yes, I think the biggest thing with The Other Way is learning how to accept the new culture. I do think Brandon has done a great job with that. You know, he hasn't had any issues eating new food. No. But the other couples certainly, I think, are kind of culture shocked. You know, and Kenny, that's something you dealt with for sure.
Well, you know, a lot of it, like, a lot of it got a little misconstrued because a lot of people said, oh, you're insulting his culture because I don't like guacamole. I'm not going to apologize for not liking guacamole. I just don't like it. You know, he doesn't like pumpkin pie. So should I, you know, chastise him for not liking pumpkin pie? Stuff like that. It's like, you know, I didn't like street. I'm kind of a germaphobe. So street food was really hard for me. I've come a long way with that. I eat a lot of street food.
I remember in like your first season. Yeah. There was like a taco stand that it was just like, I don't know about this.
Yeah. They're using their hands and everything. Cause I think they just came out of the bathroom. You know?
I thought there's more flavor. There's more flavor.
More flavor. Yeah.
It's true.
You know? So I think there's just so much the other couples can learn from you. Hopefully, I'm sure they'll hear this advice. Just, Mary, just get off the phone. Trust that guy.
It's the truth. You know, jealousy never gets you anywhere. You know, because a lot of times people like jealousy in the beginning. Oh, my God, he loves me so much. You know, they love the jealousy. And then it gets old, right? You can't keep that up. And, you know, if you're in a relationship where you can't even trust your future husband or whatever to sit on a plane next to a woman, you're in trouble.
Right.
You know, you're going to have to really get over it because it's more about you than what it is about your partner.
Exactly. I want to thank you both for joining us. You know, if you want to keep up with Kenny and Armando, all you have to do is watch The Other Way. It's right there.
That's right.
Just watch it on Mondays. And you can also watch Last Resort. It's my favorite spinoff, the 90 Day The Other Way. Last Resort. We'll see.
Thank you.
We'll see. I'm enjoying it so far. But The Other Way is just, I think, the magic of the franchise. And it really shows the people who are prioritizing the relationships. You know, this isn't someone who's just like, oh, I want to come to America and get a lot of Instagram followers. It really is someone who is like, I'm starting a family. I'm going to another place. So I want to thank you so much for sharing with us. Where can people follow you? Is there anything you want to plug?
Well, you can catch me on Kenneth Underday 90 Underscore. Day. Oh, sorry. Underday. I haven't had a drink. Kenneth _ 90 day, or I'm on Twitter at KAN_ Tampa Bay. Also, you can go to our website, kenandarmando.com. There's a lot of stuff out there that you can purchase too.
That we hand make.
We hand make a lot.
And you can find me on IG at Armando_90 day.
Yes, we love you. We're so happy to support you. Thank you so much for joining TVISA today.
You're welcome. Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks again to Kenny and Armando. Coming up next, a juicy interview with Tyrae Mollet from 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Days.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day, or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
TV. I love when we get 90-day people on the show. And, you know, I had to wait for the right spinoff, right? Because, you know, we can't just like bring everybody in from 90 Day. You have to get your favorite spinoffs. And my favorite, you know, I love Before the 90 Days. And today we have Tyre Mollett. He is here. You are a fan favorite now. Hi, Tyre. Welcome to TV Club.
What's up, Ashley? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Like I said, Before the 90 Days is my favorite version of all the spinoffs because I feel like it has the opportunity to be pretty wild. A lot of times it's people who haven't met the person that they've been talking to yet, and that is what happens in your story. How did you end up on 90 Days? How did you kind of meet with the producers and get cast?
You know, it was crazy. I watched the show like you did. Started season 4 with Big Ed and watched that season during COVID.
Classic.
You know, I'm watching. I'm like, wow, this show is crazy. And then I'm like going through my own little situation with, you know, the person I was talking to. And then like, I was like, hey, you know what? I said, maybe we should apply for the show. You know, about a year later after watching the show, we applied. Then we didn't hear anything back from the producer until another year later. And they were like, oh, hey, we're interested. Are you still interested in being on the show? I was like, no. So I didn't respond for like 5 days. And I was like, you know what? Let me just do it. But I was terrified, honestly. I was just like, I don't want to do it. People are going to judge me. Like, all this crazy stuff is going on. But I'm like, I'm living what these people are going through. And like, I'm watching it on TV. And I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm ignoring my own red flag. So that's kind of what happened.
And just, you are such a sweetheart. I think as soon as you were introduced, we all fell in love with you. You take care of your mom. You're such a sweet person. Your sister loves you. And I was just like, please, 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 please let this girl be real. Please. Oh my goodness. Please. And as soon as the producers were like, we got to talk to you, I was just like, no, come on. And that felt like a first. I feel like this was the first time the producers really stepped in and were like, hey, look at what we found. How did that feel in that moment?
You know, it was so weird because I was just like, you know, just sitting on the couch. I was on my phone and stuff. And then they were outside. I'm like, what are they doing? Because we didn't really talk about what we were going to film that day. And then the next thing I know, they came back inside and they were like, we need to talk. And I'm like, oh, Lord, what happened? And I was just thinking the worst. And then they were like, well, we found out some information. I was just like, oh, my God. I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah. And how long had you been talking to this person who you thought was, what was her name?
Carmella,
yes. You thought she was Carmella. It turned out to be someone else who admitted it. But then you eventually found the real Carmella online. What made you not want to give up? I know a few people watching were just like, come on, let this girl go. Your sister's showing you evidence. Everybody's showing you evidence. What made you want to keep going? How long had you been sort of invested in this?
It was on and off for like 4 years. So we had reconnected back in 2020 when COVID kind of got crazy. We started and stuff. And then we kind of kept talking from then, you know, had little stop chatting moments. But then it kind of got to the point where it was like, all right, it's a little too far deep now, you know? So I need to either get some answers or, you know, move on or something, you know? Because I don't want to invest any more time. So that's when it was kind of like down to the nitty gritty of like the show situation and then me going out there before. So it was just kind of like, all right, let me finally get past this step so I can either see if something's going to happen with this person or if I need to just go back and put myself back out there. Because it didn't seem like it was going anywhere. And then I was just like adamant on getting more information about it. Because like, to me, what I was told wasn't enough, you know? I was
being hard-headed.
I was being ignorant.
Yeah, and I mean, we see your family kind of be like, come on, let it go, Tyre, you know? But at the same time, even knowing like, okay, maybe this wasn't a real romance, this is someone you had talked to, you had opened up to, even just an element of concern or care about the person, I imagine. For that many years, it's hard to just let that go and move on. And I think a lot of people, when we're just watching the show, you know, for us, it's like 2 episodes, like, come on, get over it. Yeah. But, you know, for you, this was an experience that took place over a long time. Was your sister ready to become like a 90 Day fan favorite? Like everybody loves her. They are like, they call her like their favorite show detective. It's like, get her on the case. Like she needs to go help other 90 Day Fiancé people who are also having the same issue because she found the answers.
Right. She was really happy about it, honestly, because they asked, they were like, hey, we need your help with this. You know what I mean? Because it was like, at one point, it was just basically, they were just filming me and I didn't have anybody to like, you know, tell anybody about all this stuff with. So she was just like, you know, she sacrificed a lot then on all those days. But she enjoyed it. She had fun.
Yeah. And what is it like now? So, you know, you're on the show, you're under a lot of scrutiny. There's people, you know, who have all these opinions every week. And then you got to be on Pillow Talk. So you've become this like favorite on the other side. People love to hear what you have to say about the show. How does it feel to kind of make that transition?
It's weird. Just like the Pillow Talk part, just getting the other perspective of like the other cast members. It's like, it's interesting, but it's like, I don't know, like getting their opinions is good just because they've been through that situation, you know? So yeah. I like getting that perspective of it too. As like most of the comments I get are just like delusional. That's what they say. And, like, and I'm like, all right, like I'll take delusional.
Yeah, yeah, that's not too bad. We've seen a lot on 90 Day Fiancé and all the spinoffs. That delusional is not too bad. Yeah. Are you friends or close with anyone else from your season? Do you guys have like a group chat?
Not really a group chat, but I actually did a live yesterday with Riley and Statler. It was Riley's birthday. So yeah, we did a little live with him. Yeah, I talked to all of them. They're all really nice people.
Yeah. So filming Pillow Talk, what has that been like? I'm always curious. You know, I love watching TV. I can't imagine what it's like to be filmed watching TV, trying to like come up with reactions and things to say. Do you like watch the episodes ahead of time and try to come up with lines?
You know what? I think that it's mainly like they do it like ahead of time. Like you kind of get like a rundown of what happened on the episode. You know what I mean? And okay. Then kind of go at it and be like, oh, okay, you know, this is what the topic is going to be about. Or like they show like the most controversial parts of it.
Okay. Is there anyone that you would want to do a Pillow Talk with from 90 Day Fiancé? Like, is there anyone you're trying to be friends with? Because like there's a few people. I mean, people don't really like Angela that, you know, that much anymore. She can be a little aggressive. I would love to be friends with Angela still.
She seems like she'd be good.
Yeah, I think we have a few cocktails. We start watching 90 Day and she'd have a lot to say. Mean things.
Man, so many people. I think Riley would be good on my current season. I think he'll be really good. Statler, she's funny.
Yeah.
I like Jasmine. Jasmine's cool. She has a unique perspective on life. I like how she talks. Gino, too. I like Gino. Gino would be really interesting.
Jasmine and Gino, they'll bring energy for sure. They'll bring a lot of sparks. I feel like every time they're on screen, it's arguments. I'm always just like, somebody's going to start yelling. So I want to get into other things you're watching. Clearly, you're watching 90 Day Fiancé, which currently is also running the other way. Are you watching that version too?
I haven't been able to watch it yet, but I follow so many 90 Day blogs on social media that I basically get all the episodes on Instagram. They like show everything, all the good stuff. And like, they're always talking and like asking my opinion on stuff. I'm just like, man, it's crazy. But yeah. They have so many shows going on. I am excited about The Last Resort, though. I think that's going to be really good.
Yeah. And we just found out today the last two couples on Last Resort are going to be Kalani and Asuelo. And the other couple was...
What is it? Kelly and Molly, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was Kelly and Molly. And Kelly technically wasn't on a 90 Day, but they met afterwards. And then he was on Pillow Talk and we all love Kelly. So, yeah. Okay.
A huge fan of Kelly, too. I think he's awesome.
Huge fan of Kelly and Molly. I love the two of them. I need them to work. And
yeah, same. Same here.
Jovi and Yara. I always say Jovi and Yara on accident. I'm like, Jovi and Yara.
Absolutely. I like that, though.
Right? It's kind of cute. It's a little Jovi Yara. That should be their little name. So what else are you watching? Are you a big reality TV person?
Not too much reality. I do watch the 90 Days. I like a lot of the ID channel shows about like, you know, the crazy wives, the crazy husbands, the crazy kids, the crazy grandmas, all those kind of shows.
I'm all about those. I'm all about those. Evil Lives Here is one of my favorite ones.
Ooh, Fear That Neighbor.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm always watching those and it's always just like, okay, who's it going to be? Is it like, oh, but secretly... our dad was evil and like hid a body in our basement. That's a whole show too, just body in the basement.
It's crazy. I love those kind of shows though. Like you really don't know, like.
Really, it is like, and they just always have new versions of like creepier and creepier stories. I was rewatching recently this one they did called Frogger. Like there's a person hiding in my closet. And oh that was just they had enough episodes to make a show about people who just like hid in other people's closets. That ran on idea. It was so scary.
That sounds terrifying.
And oh they, God. Yeah, I'm just like every day they're giving me something new to be terrified about. But are there any popular shows that you're watching right now? Do you do any of the like comedies?
You know what? White Lotus. I love that show. Like, I'm waiting for the new season. The first two seasons were amazing. There was another one though. Cruise Ship Killers. Or Murderers or something like that. It was on Peacock. So good.
Oh, I did hear about this one. I heard
about
that.
New Fear Unlocked, though. New Fear Unlocked, for real.
Yeah. I think I was watching an ID show about some serial killers who killed people on a yacht. So it always comes back to scary murderers.
Right. All the time.
Every single time. And White Lotus, also really, really good. That's, you know, people are always like, oh, White Lotus, that's like highbrow premium TV. 90 Day Fiancé is the other end of things. And I'm like, no, they're both amazing. Last Resort is about to be my 90 Day version of White Lotus, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a bunch of couples having drama on the beach, and I'm about to be really excited about it. Like, that's my favorite part of White Lotus, is just seeing how much the couples fight and hate each other. Like, the murder is cool, but I'm also just like, oh my gosh, these two people, like, when that woman reveals her affair and like how her trainer is her dad, is the dad of her kids, I was like, this is television.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wow. Like, in the way they had it, like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Are there any underground shows you feel like people aren't paying enough attention to?
You know what? I like my old anime shows. I still watch Dragon Ball Z. I can watch that and go to sleep. Just watch it all day. You know what I mean? There was a show, 3% on Netflix.
Ooh.
It's in Portuguese, though.
Oh.
It's in Portuguese. It's good.
Yeah, what is this about?
So basically, there's like this test people take when they turn 22, I think. So they have to go through like this like organization and they take the test. And only 3% are going to make it past the test. And they get into like this organization and become like, not like superhumans, but they get kind of like elevated in different areas.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Really good. I think there's like 4 seasons.
Yeah, Netflix. Yeah, Netflix is always trying to get me to watch this, and I'm always just like, it's not in English. So yeah.
They have very like the lazy. Not the subtitles, but the voiceovers.
Yeah, they do dubs, and I'm always, my friend's like, you can dub it. And I'm just like, but I don't like how dubs look. Like, I'd rather do
bad.
The subtitles. I do some anime, like, I think the listeners know Attack on Titan is my, that's my jam. I have my favorite anime.
Oh,
and
I love that.
Yeah, it's so good. And I do dubs, which I know is kind of controversial, but I like the dub voices for some of the characters more. And I also didn't realize that there was a subtitle version. So when I first started watching, I was doing dubs, and then it's just like, it's hard to switch back.
Yeah, exactly. You get comfortable.
So, you know, I am wondering if you can give us a little sneak into, you know, what happens in these final episodes as the season's coming to an end. Where is your journey going? You know, we know you're about to go down there. What's gonna happen? Can you give us a little hint?
I got you. Definitely.
Come on.
Definitely taking a trip. The good news is I don't want to spoil it too much, but I'm not going alone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was worried about that, and I was kind of hoping you bring your sister. I was like, bring sis. She's the one asking the questions, investigating. Come on.
Yeah, so I definitely brought somebody with me. Maybe people. I don't know.
Okay.
Peoples are people. I met the person alone, though. But I definitely went somewhere. And I think I got the closure that I should have expected, you know, some of it. So that's pretty much what I can say.
Good.
I got some closure.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people watch the show and think, you know, it's easy to troll, to make fun, to like, you know, laugh at these people. But I think your stories show us how easily this can happen, you know, especially in this day and age where it's like, if someone passes the normal checks, you're like, well, they've sent me a video, you know, so this must be a real person. You know, they've done this. Like, we all are, you know, literate on our cell phones at this point.
Yeah.
But it's still, you don't realize how much people put into crafting these identities, how, you know, good people who are smart, who, you know, shouldn't be in these situations, just get fooled. Like, these people are doing a good thing. You know, it's not like it was when Catfish debuted, okay? It's not as simple as just doing a Google image reverse search anymore. Like, these people put in a lot of work.
A lot of work. And the thing for me was that, like, even if I did see something wrong, I wouldn't say anything. You know what I mean? I would just be too passive and just kind of let it go. Just because, like, I don't know, maybe I didn't have the proof or whatever, but it was just me being, you know what I mean? Not really standing firm on things. And it definitely was my fault to some extent, you know what I mean? But definitely people have to be careful.
Yeah.
That's one thing I definitely advocate for, is just being careful online.
See, you're amazing. See, I feel like most 90-day people, when they're in this situation, they like keep blaming the other person. They're like, yeah, they don't want to take some accountability for it. Or they just like, you know, we all know Caesar, who just like held on to the belief that his girl was real and was like, you know, we took a picture together. I swear we actually met. And everyone was just like, come on.
We haven't seen that yet.
Oh, sorry to spoil Caesar's season, but he does not meet his Ukrainian bride. And then he ends up on The Single Life. But, you know, he, I think, is someone who you see, like, just didn't want to admit to himself that, like, he had made this mistake. He wanted to believe. But you have embraced that, you know, accountability, and you've really turned this into a positive situation, you know, and I think the viewers can, like, take a lot from what you've experienced. So what do you hope viewers learn from your story?
I'm hoping they do take something positive out of it, just because, like, I feel like sometimes people go to situations so other people can kind of see, you know what I mean, or open up someone else's eyes. Because, like, there's a lot of times where people do go to these foreign countries or even different cities and they get robbed or even murdered by people who are, you know, catfishing them. Or even they'll have the real girl be there and video chat them or whatever, and they still can get attacked or hurt. So it's definitely something I think people should watch out for, just to be a little more safe online. And also make sure that you do kind of like let somebody know, because nobody knew about this whole Carmela situation, me and her dating or whatever. It was just me, you know, the whole time. So I'll say people shouldn't be afraid to reach out. And then people should also listen and be a little more sympathetic for their friends too, if they are in a situation like this. You know, be honest though, at the same time, give them a little bit of, you know, support too, but definitely don't let them go into a situation blind where they could potentially get hurt, or the other person can get hurt. All sorts of things could happen. So I feel like people just need to be a little more nicer.
Yeah, you know, and have more acceptance. I think a lot of times people want to hide these relationships. They happen in the dark because people feel that shame, that uncertainty of like, oh, I'm dating someone who lives somewhere else. I don't know. What if I get made fun of? And it's just like, in this day and age, we're all looking for connection, for relationships. Yeah. You know, every day there's a new article about how people are lonelier than ever. And that's why I love 90 Day Fiancé, because I watch the show and I'm like, all these people can find love. And some of them are real. Some of them, you know, as whenever it works out, I'm just like, that's a win for love right there. See, when someone's exactly. Like, yeah, when someone's like, I flew all the way to Latvia and I actually met my girl and we worked it. I'm just like, that's, you know, the 1 in 100 chance that it actually works. And that's what I think is beautiful. And I love that you're still in the 90 Day Fiancé family, that you still are watching the show, you know, and there is often, you know, some inter 90 day dating we've seen.
Yeah.
Some, you know, you interested in any of the other castmates, any of your fellow 90 day people?
You know, I like all the cast members. Everyone's cool. You know, I'm not really sure who's single right now, but definitely would like to meet more people. I haven't met, I met 2 cast members, but
okay. I'm surprised. Yeah. TLC should be throwing little mixers. I know that they got a list of
that's
who's
what
single,
I'm saying.
Right? I know they have a running list of who can we put on The Single Life next somewhere over there that they could be throwing some mixers, looking you guys up. Like
they should do last resort with all singles.
Yeah.
Who need counseling?
Who need counseling? And okay, see, we're pitching right now. See, right? Somebody at TLC, because I would watch this. They get counseling. The single people find each other. It's kind of like, I guess, The Ultimatum, but nobody has to get married.
Yeah, like, something like that.
Oh, with like all of that. Our favorites, you? Oh, come on. I would love this. John, the guy with the Boston accent, throw him in there. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He's off the hook. His pillow talk for me was funny.
Yeah.
I was dying.
Pillow talk is so good. You know, people would think like, really, are you going to watch a show about people watching a show? And I'm like, it's really good. like my mom and I, we sit and we watch the show and we sit and watch it again with pillow talk. And it really is like, see, I knew that they would agree with me. I knew that. See, that's exactly what I thought.
Oh, you watch it with your mom. I love that. Me and my mom watch the show too.
I don't even
watch it without her. So that's our little thing.
Right? It's such a good mom show. I don't know. Moms just get so into it. My mom loved you. She was screaming at the TV the whole time, though. She was just like, no, don't leave your mom. You need to protect her. You need to stay. You know, I can't believe they did this to him. He's so sweet. He's so nice.
Oh, me and your mom are buddies then.
Yeah. I do feel like you're the mom favorite this season. I think all the moms are on your side, so.
I'll take that.
I want to thank you so much for joining us today, for talking about everything you went through, and for giving us a little behind the scenes 90-day insight. Like, okay, you get the closure. I mean, we can work with that. You're not giving away too much. I'm sure she's, don't tell us. Don't tell me. I really want to know, but don't tell us if she shows up. Okay, fine. We'll tune in. I know it's, I think it'll air next week from when you're hearing this.
Yeah, I think next week. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. Where can people follow you? Make sure they're still getting your 90-day takes.
Oh yeah, definitely. Thank you. I appreciate it. This is awesome. I've been fighting COVID for the past week, and it's good to get dressed and talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I made my day, definitely. I appreciate it, Ashley. But I am on Instagram and TikTok, TTY Ray Y.
And obviously, keep watching Pillow Talk. And before the 90 days, there's some really good twists this season. The couples are some of my favorites. You know, again, I just always think 90 Day Fiancé out of reality shows is always on the cutting edge. They're one of the first shows to really diversify, tell different stories. So I'm always happy to celebrate the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. This was so nice.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This has been an honor. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thanks again to Ty Ray, Kenny, and Armando. I'm just going to give you some brief homework this week. We have a few things that have returned. There's a whole new season of Solar Opposites you can enjoy. We also have the finale of In Just Like That coming up, which, as you know, that show is my heart. So seeing it end, gonna be tough, but we're gonna be talking about it. And I'm gonna ask you to go revisit Jury Duty. If you haven't already watched one of the biggest TV sensations of the year, I am shocked. But just a little hint, you're gonna want to be caught up for next week's episode. And that's all I got for you. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
TVI Say with Ashley Ray. Another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Anita Flores, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TV I Say. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.